When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the new VW Transporter adds EV and plug-in hybrid versions. NIO expands in Europe and Tesla's wireless charging. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why Norway is about to hit a massive tipping point. Or maybe it already happened. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. For Tuesday, 17th of September, I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. And we're funded by Patreon. And welcome to a new podcast producer, Rob Hammond. Welcome back to the podcast, Rob. It's great to have your support again. Patreon supporters get the episodes ad-free. Be like Rob by clicking on a link in the show notes. Well, the future of EV charging could be changing with Tesla's home wireless charging pad. You heard me correctly. Okay, it's not a product on sale yet. This is known internally, we believe, as Project Garfield. This system is set to allow Teslas to autonomously locate and dock on a charging point on the floor, a charging pad, I should say. So in theory, your car could navigate itself to the ideal charging position, maximizing the wireless efficiency and minimizing energy loss. Well, according to a new report coming out of China, actually, the website Gizmodo China, the charging pad will be integrated with the AutoPark suite of capabilities in future FSD. Tesla's enabling the vehicle's cameras on approach to identify the exact pad location. Once detected, the vehicle would automatically manoeuvre into the optimal position for wireless charging. Well, this advancement addresses a significant challenge associated with wireless charging: misalignment that can lead to energy waste and excessive heat generation. By allowing Teslas to dock themselves, drivers would no longer need to fuss with manual adjustments. The automatic docking feature is a bit akin to how robotic vacuums recharge themselves, if that makes any sense to you. Tesla's design will include advanced coil induction technology that can adjust to various charging scenarios, which may have posed difficulties for earlier wireless charging technologies. By dynamically directing the charging signal to specific areas on the underbody of the Tesla, on the inductive coil, Tesla could significantly reduce energy waste and heat generation, effectively addressing the downsides to wireless in terms of getting it lined up, making it... I mean, it's incredibly efficient. Wireless charging now, and obviously there's big names like Witricity that are probably more famous in the market, as good as plugging in, which is just kind of blows my mind. I think stories like this and patent applications like this are coming to light now because we are getting so close to Tesla's robo-taxi event, and they're trying to, I think, tick as many boxes as possible in terms of, oh, that's nice for you. You got robo-taxis, Tesla. How are they going to charge themselves? Well, okay, we've got a technology here where we've patented this solution where they'll go back to their docking station and charge up. We saw it many years ago with the Snake, which was a little robotic arm that kind of came out and plugged in the Tesla connector, but that nothing ever happened with that. Let's move on then, and a new partnership in South Korea between water. Now, yes, water as in the liquid, but that's actually the name of a Korean EV charging network, if you didn't know. And Korea Expressway will install 209 ultra-fast chargers at 46 new highway rest stops, upgrading the charging infrastructure managed by Bright Energy Partners. It's the largest of its kind, which will standardize charging with both the North American Charging Standard, NACS, J3400, we should call it, now it's a standard, and CCS connectors, ensuring compatibility with a broad range of EVs. Worth saying, by the way, South Korean EVs use CCS2, which aligns them with Europe rather than CCS1, which aligns them with North America, and yet South Korea, I think, will probably navigate towards NACS J3400. It's probably too late for Europe to go J3400, even though it's a nicer connector. It's also bi-directional, but then again, so is CCS. Both of those sit on the same protocol. So it really, CCS2 works fine here in Europe. It's a bit big and clunky compared to the Tesla connector, but it does the job. So I don't think we'll be rushing to change over. Now, let's talk a little bit about... Oh, by the way, when I say ultra-fast, I mean that each station gets 200 kilowatts to 350 kilowatts. So in terms of the chargers, so, you know, always worth pointing out the kind of charge speeds when we say stuff like that, which obviously very future-proof, which I think, you know, it's fantastic and good for my South Korean listeners. Now, let's get into that Norway milestone that I mentioned. Norway standing on the brink of an historic transformation as the number of EVs on its roads, pure BEVs, is poised to surpass that of petrol-only cars this month. The significance of the transition lies in Norway's ambitious goal to phase out the sale of new pure combustion vehicles by 2025, a target that it is nearing well ahead of schedule. According to data from Norway's Road Traffic Information Council, last month in August, EVs accounted for 94% of new car sales. That's plug-in vehicles, an unprecedented market share. For context, California's 2035 ban on new gas-powered vehicles permits a 20% sale of plug-in hybrids incorporating internal combustion engines. Well, as of last month, Norway had 751,500 EVs on the roads, 755,000 petrol vehicles, petrol-only vehicles. So that was the August data point, and now we're 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks into September. Now, as a percentage, they are so close. It's real. It's almost margin of error stuff. They're both 26% of the total vehicle count now on Norway's roads. The current sales trajectory, all we can do is look at what they're selling new, work out that some of those petrol cars are going to be end of life, but not too many of them, and try and work out the date. And we think it's probably already happened. It was maybe sometime around last week. It indicates that EVs are moving at a rate of around 10,000 units every single month in Norway. Petrol cars are, you know, non-existent. They're just sort of an asterisk now in the market, a new market. So the crossover point has probably been reached now. It's important to note the presence of diesel vehicles in Norway, which dominate the landscape with over 1 million units active on the roads. That number will fall below 1 million shortly. Diesel vehicles have been prevalent since crossing the petrol threshold in 2014. For any of my listeners that maybe are not in Europe, or some of my US listeners particularly would like to know that certainly around the, you know, the noughties and the tens and things like that, many governments around in the European countries over here really incentivized diesel. It was because of the CO2 emissions. And so for a long time, whether it's to reduce taxes and various different things, diesel was seen as the answer. And, you know, countries like Italy, France, UK as well, you know, had a 50, 60, 70% of diesel as the new vehicles sold. And so the established car park of vehicles that are on the road, if a car lasts 15 or 20 years, it's going to be a long time before those vehicles are off the road. It was a real failure of policy making and of politicians that particularly screwed that one up. But I guess they acted on the information they were being provided by the car industry, which is, hey, look, diesel. So with the phrase clean diesel, I heard it everywhere 20 years ago. Clean diesel. Anyway, that is a great bit of news from Norway. The decline of both petrol and diesel vehicles is stark. Petrol peaked in 2005, I think it was, in Norway. Diesel was 2017. Now, 35% of all cars on Norway's roads are diesel. Hybrid vehicles, by the way, plug-in and conventional. Plug-in hybrids are about 208,000, and non-plug-in hybrids, 156,000. So, yeah, we passed the plug-in milestone a while ago, but pure BEVs could well be, I think by now, the dominant powertrain in Norway and of all vehicles on the road, not just new cars sold, which is pretty amazing. I love that. Now, let's talk about a couple of cars taking on Tesla. Now, obviously, the Tesla Model Y is the most sold vehicle in the world, easily the biggest EV in the world. And in terms of its closest competitor, the Model 3 is not far behind. So when you are number one and number two in many cases, not surprising, you have a target on your back. And so Tesla have been around in many cases the longest. They have the brand out there. They have the technology and they're established. They have the supercharging network and the service centers and things like that. So can any of those Chinese names take them on? Well, let's start with, we'll look at two names before we take a break and talk about a big bit of Stellantis news and how they're pretty furious with their competitors trying to change the rules at the last minute. Let's have a look at a couple of Chinese cars that, well, maybe you would fancy buying. And two of the big names as well. We'll start with NIO, then we'll do XPeng. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon. They're going to be around a long time to service and warranty the vehicles. But would you pass up a Tesla for one of the new names? That's what they hope you will do. NIO has unveiled the Onvo, that's their new brand, O-N-V-O, Onvo L60. It's an SUV, a direct competitor to the Tesla Model Y, with a really sleek design and very competitive specs. Wants to attract buyers who want a feature-rich alternative. Would you not go with the Tesla if there was a Chinese alternative that was significantly better in terms of specs, materials, significantly cheaper in terms of what you're going to pay? Look, the styling of this, I think the styling of this is less Model Y and more Volkswagen ID5 Sportback shape, if that makes any sense. Either way, the Onvo L60 is challenging Tesla's dominance in China. It is larger than a Model Y. It's 78 millimetres longer, 9 millimetres wider, 8 millimetres, a little bit lower than the Model Y, but lots more rear space. It matches the Model Y in energy efficiency, offering two battery sizes, both LFP, lithium iron phosphate batteries. They come from BYD, by the way. So 60 kilowatt hours and 85 kilowatt hours. And of course, this is NIO, so they're battery swappable. two drivetrain configurations, rear-wheel drive with 240 kilowatts and all-wheel drive, 340 kilowatts. The interior, very, very premium, by the way. Again, I've not been in it and felt it and touched it and all those kind of things, but it looks incredibly premium. Head-up display as well for navigation, heated and cooled ventilated front seats, lower leg support for the passengers in the front. And although it lacks a big front trunk or frunk, it matches the Model Y in rear cargo space, underfloor storage for it would fit a carry-on, by the way, so a big underfloor in the boot. 900 volt architecture, which is doesn't automatically qualify to be better than a Tesla Model Y, but certainly you don't have to pump in as many amps to get a faster charging speed. There's many benefits, and also things of heat and size of components. Lots of reasons why high voltage packs are interesting. 900 volts is up there with Lucid territory, and it promises improved performance, faster charging, like I say, Neo battery swapping at the power swap stations, which on the latest gen, is it Gen 4 of the battery swap stations? It's 2 minutes 30. Like, it is ridiculous. You know, you can, you know, barely spend 2.5 minutes in a drive-through queue by the time you've ordered and paid and picked up your Happy Meal from the window, and you're done. The Onvo L60 will launch in 2 days' time, September 19th. Mass production's already underway. Pre-orders around $31,000 equivalent, which is 219,000 yuan, which is well below the starting price of the Tesla Model Y, which starts in China at 250,000 yuan. The other car we'll talk about is the XPeng Mona 03, and we'll talk about that after the break. Stay where you are.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, welcome back. If you heard an advert or two, you're listening to the free version of the podcast. I appreciate that so much. If you are listening to the Patreon episode, well, thank you very much, firstly, for that, for putting this into your Patreon RSS feed and getting the ad-free version. Hey, I need your help, by the way. In fact, this is it for everybody, because I'll make the Patreon vote free, as in I'll open it up on the Patreon platform. So patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. As this podcast has grown significantly, I'm planning to update the Patreon tiers, the levels, both in terms of the benefits that you get and potentially the pricing. I think we'll start it October 1st, in a couple of weeks' time. Rest assured, patrons, your current price is locked in. You'll be grandfathered. Patreon allows existing supporters to stay at the current level, so you'll continue at your current rate as long as you stay a Patreon. More details on that later. I'm not locked in, by the way, to increasing the prices, but it's been like that for 5 years or so. So as the podcast has grown, I do want to always make sure that I'm updating the pricing and, you know, and also what you get. So I need your input on something. I've been considering making any extra shows that we do Patreon exclusive for a limited time as a benefit to you, the Patreon supporters. It might be a deep dive into a new car. I do that. Or an updated car. I do that occasionally. Interviews, Saturday specials, industry analysis. I think the extra shows could eventually go public, since the goal of this podcast is to advocate for cleaner mobility, which does mean putting everything I make eventually onto the free channels, the RSS feed for podcast and, you know, YouTube. I've got to get better at YouTube. But I want to offer the Patreon supporters who are putting their hand in their pocket every month something first. So how long should any bonus episodes remain exclusive to Patreon before being shared widely for the patrons to feel that it's a worthwhile exclusivity period? I've put some options online for you to vote. Not at all. 1 day, 24 hours. 1 week, 7 days. Or 1 month. So let me know. You can go online. In fact, everyone can vote. So anyone listening to the free version can vote right now. Patreon, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. I've just put it live. 19 votes so far. I'll leave this until Sunday. I would really appreciate your input on this because I don't know what the answer is. So I'll ask you. All right, let's talk about our second car taking on Tesla in China, and that's XPeng's new Mona M03, set to break the first month delivery record for a new model from a Chinese car maker. Strong demand has led to XPeng to boost production, ensuring timely deliveries of the new sedan. As the first model in XPeng's new series, the M03 has gained traction in the market already. The CEO revealing on social media in China the company's revised its production strategy twice in just 10 days to keep up with rising orders, making it the fastest production ramp up in XPeng's history. The Mona 03 was launched in China on August 27th, about three weeks ago. This affordable electric vehicle designed with AI-centric features quickly gained attention with over 30,000 orders in the first 48 hours. The M03 starts at 120,000 RMB, that's about $17,000 US, with two higher priced versions at 130 and 155,000 RMB. It's XPeng's most affordable vehicle and nearly half the cost of the Model 3. Deliveries of the lower priced variants have already begun, top tier versions early 25 after Chinese New Year. Current delivery estimates for the base model are 6 to 8 weeks, 8 to 10 weeks for the mid-range, and XPeng plans to continue production through holidays, including the national holiday in October, beginning of October, to meet demand. So that seems to be going down very well. Now, let's talk about how the car makers are arguing amongst themselves in a stance against the regulatory changes. Stellantis, the second largest automaker in Europe, is advocating for the adherence to the upcoming emissions targets set for implementation next year. As discussions are unfolding in the European Union, the CEO, Carlos Tavares, is emphasizing the importance of maintaining the current playing field, the current regulations. But there's pressure from all of the rivals, some of the rivals, seeking leniency. As the automotive industry in Europe approaches a big transition moment, Stellantis is positioning itself to comply with the emission standards. They've known the rules. The rules have been coming for a long time, and Stellantis say they're ready. The European Union targets, slated to take effect in 2025, have sparked controversy, including members of the ACEA, the Carmakers Association, who have now proposed a two-year delay. Tavares from Stellantis argues that such a shift, pointing out that the rules have been established long enough for everyone else to get in line, he said it would be surreal to delay the emissions rules for 2 years. Now, in support of his position, Stellantis has been proactive in rolling out EVs. The automotive giant has expanded the EV lineup and its framework, how it operates in Europe to be competitive, doing a deal with the Chinese as well to make sure that those cars, Leapmotor deal is a big one, making them in Europe. The urgency of these emissions targets is underscored by a recent draft proposal from the other European car makers that say they're going to fail to meet the new targets. What? No one told us? What? You're joking! We can't do that by the beginning of next year! Of course, tongue firmly in cheek, by the way. And it was going to cost them 13 billion euros or 14.4 billion US dollars equivalent because they're going to fail to hit the regulations which have been coming, since 2017, already from 2020, I guess, when it kind of got set in stone. Yeah, Stellantis, not happy about that. Now, let's talk about the Bulli, B-U-L-L-I. As it's called in Germany, the Volkswagen Transporter has undergone many transformations in the 75 years since inception, with its latest iteration, though, the T7, VW say that they are addressing the growing demands for more space, bigger payload and more versatility, whilst also introducing the EV variants to be sustainable. Now built on the same platform as the Ford Transit or the Ford Transit Custom, the VW T7 is more than just badge engineering. It does look like a Volvo. It distinguishes itself with a design that honours its heritage, but it also aligns, when you see this, with the multivan and the ID Buzz, so the current VW design language. And for the first time, the Transporter will go fully electric and plug-in hybrid at the same time and be combustion versions as well. Inside, the redesigned cockpit has a very high-tech interior, lots of digital interfaces, but more manual, traditional buttons and controls as well. The cabin has multiple USBs, 12 volts and 230 volt, obviously, you know, vehicle to load in the electric versions. So the electric and the plug-in hybrid, but not the diesel ones. The T7 will have 7 powertrains. 3 new electrified variants, as I say, the rear motor, single motor on the rear axle. All of them have the 64 kilowatt hour battery. So again, this is a Ford. This is a Ford Transit, which VW have done a deal with Ford to make the vehicle for them. And so it's not VW's battery technology, as far as I can understand. Kind of small for a working vehicle, 64 kilowatt hour, but that's going to keep the price down, I guess, on the other hand. Plug-in hybrid has a 2.5-litre turbocharged petrol engine and set to roll off the production line in Turkey. It will arrive in dealerships either late 24, very early 25. Like I say, affectionately known as the Bulli in Germany. It's been in continuous production since 1950, I think, with 6 previous versions. Now, by leveraging Ford's manufacturing, VW streamlining production and expanding their reach in the competitive segment of light commercial vehicles, and of course they're leaning into that kind of Bulli thing, but it's all Ford engineering prowess, really, which is all, it's all good stuff, by the way. Now, the launch of the new T7 is not only the modernized Transporter, the panel van and things like that, the crew cab, but also the Caravelle. And the Caravelle is the 9-seat bus, now equipped with electric and plug-in hybrid versions as well. The Caravelle will also have the long wheelbase version, again, using the same battery technology. All right, talking about battery swapping earlier on the podcast, NIO is ramping up its presence in Europe in the taxi sector following a recent collaboration with taxi companies in Norway, Sweden and Germany. They're going to launch their premium sedan, the ET7, in Amsterdam. The expansion marks a big step in NIO's strategy here in Europe by teaming up with Blue Plates. Blue Plates is an online taxi platform, and NIO want taxi drivers and chauffeurs in the Netherlands to rent the ET7 and swap for the battery. In Norway, legislation mandates all taxis will be completely emission-free from November the 1st this year. NIO's battery swapping stations are aiding taxi fleets in doing that well ahead of schedule. In addition to the Netherlands and also in Norway, NIO has a partnership in Germany with Freenow. This allows taxi operators in urban centres like Hamburg, Berlin, Frankfurt and Munich to incorporate battery swapping ET7s and ET5s into their fleets. NIO operates 54 battery swap stations in Europe, with 36 of them, the majority in Norway and Germany. The Netherlands has 10, Sweden has 7, Denmark has 1. We're looking forward to NIO coming to the UK at some point, they say. Now, let's talk electric boating. Candela is showing off the C8. The silence of going boating with electric power is striking with just the quiet hum of the electric motor going. The Candela C8 employs hydrofoil technology. Now, recently I've been watching the America's Cup yachts because it just blows my mind how fast they go. And also, it's just immensely good. So if you've been watching that on Eurosport as well, Been loving the America's Cup. The essence of the C8 lies in the hydrofoil, which activates at 16 knots or 18 miles an hour, elevating the craft a metre above the water's surface. This design enables it to have a peak velocity of 30 knots or 35 miles an hour, while consuming 80% less energy. It'll cruise at 22 knots at 57 nautical miles on battery power. Candela offers a diverse lineup, the C7, the C8 are recreational models with 8 passengers on board, and they've got ferries for up to 30 individuals. 150 have been sold already. Interest in electric ferries is rising, particularly for urban commuting. Creating a vessel capable of basically flying on the water involves a lot of engineering challenges, combining marine, automotive and aviation. They've done a deal with Polestar to use their expertise in batteries and charging. Starting at €400,000, it's about £335,000. Not cheap, but impressive. And finally, the importance of reliable and accessible charging stations can't be overstated. Recent developments indicate that EV owners might have the opportunity to evaluate charging stations, a move that would influence user choice and improve the quality of service provided, hopefully. Rivian recently launched something similar, giving each charging station their own proprietary score based on crowdsourced feedback. And now Ford look like they've been thinking along the same lines. Ford has filed a patent for EV charging rating from inside the vehicle, integrated into future Ford vehicles, according to FordAuthority.com's website. Patent was filed last March in 2023, but only published a year and a half later, all part of their efforts to improve the EV charging experience. Charging infrastructure faces challenges like reliability and uptime and how busy they are as well. So Ford addressing these issues with real-time updates in the car, bringing in data from other fellow Ford drivers would be a really interesting rating system. We'll wait and see what they do with that, if anything. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii. Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Ireland YouTube channel. Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Moro Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.